portion of this hearing.
Okay.
You guys, what do you need to do?
My name is Leonard Beck, and I will be serving as the hearing officer today on behalf of the Idaho Water Resource Board. This is the afternoon of August 16th, 2012, and we are at the Idaho Falls City Council Chambers, the city annex at 680 Park Avenue in Idaho Falls, Idaho. In attendance with us today from the Water Resource Board are Terry Euling, our chairman from Boise, Roger Chase of Pocatello, Jeff Raybold of St. Anthony, and Peter Vandermeulen of Haley. Also present are Clive Strong, Harriet Hemsley, Deputy Attorney Generals, and Helen Harrington, Bureau Chief of Planning of the Department of Water Resources of the State of Idaho. The purpose of this hearing is to take testimony and to receive exhibits in connection with the proposed changes to the Comprehensive State Water Plan. Your testimony will be recorded. Notice of this hearing was made through a statewide news release and a second news release to local media prior to this hearing. Notice was also made through electronic postings on the board's web pages. I will provide up to 3 minutes for those who wish to testify, and at this point we have four who have listed desires to testify. We will hear them in this order: Mr. Dale Swenson, Mr. James Whitaker, Mr. Jerry Rigby, and Mr. Blair Cowan. And so at this point, Mr. Swenson.
Chairman Beck, members of the board, my name is Dale Swenson. I'm from St. Anthony, Idaho. I'm the executive director of Fremont Madison Irrigation District. And I've been authorized by my board of directors to offer this short comment in the form of testimony. Just like to say that we support the policy 4A, Snake River Minimum Stream Flows, and policy 4B, Snake River Milner Zero Minimum Flow. We believe that those two policies are very important to the Snake River Basin in particular, and we're happy that the policies are in the revised state water plan as they are written.
Thank you, Mr. Swenson. Mr. Whitaker, appreciated Mr. Swenson mentioning his name and who he represents. And so, Mr. Whitaker, I would ask you to do the same.
Chairman Beck, James Whitaker, representing Lemhi Basin water users and partially Water District 74W. Some of the things, but one of the things that is of major concern to us is interpretation of what public interest is. And it's a little concern that a lot of times the director makes that and says that everybody's cooperated within a certain area, and Mr. Cower alluded that a little bit, but I don't know that is altogether in the local public interest. And the case in point, why I applied for a water right in 2003 water right with the additional 150 CFS, 5,000 acre from the Wild and Scenic Rivers Agreement. In that permit that is in the process of being issued, hopefully, is what it says is that before that water will be diverted, why there will be 13 CFS go down the tributary Big Timber Creek into the Lemhi River. And the law says that this water right is now ahead of the high flows that are on Big Timber Creek. So in essence, we're putting 13 CFS of high water ahead of all these historical high flow claims that the state has been fighting for. And it looks to me like we've got two sides there from the state. One side, we're fighting for us to get those high flow claims recognized, preserving from the federal government. On the other hand, we're putting the 13 CFS ahead of them. And that is that, according to priority, those high flow claims have been diverted over 130 years. And yet, now we're going to put them ahead with this in-stream flow, and it looks like through the statutory process that we're planning on going through, why, it looks to me like we're going to turn in-stream flows into minimum stream flows. And I have a big question about that as far as the priority that will be established to those. Now, if we put a pivot on Joe Blow's place and we divert 100 inches of water, he's previously been diverting 150, he's got the first right on the creek, and we turn that 50 inches over to the state. Now, is that going to be measured at the present place and left to sink, or does that go down to the next junior water right holder, or how is that going to be controlled? But it looks to me like we have a major modification in the way water has been handled with the process that we're presently in with the state of Idaho. Just like I said, we've got the state fighting for high flow claims, and we've got the state also saying that we're going to put 13 CFS ahead of those high flow claims. And
Mr. Whitaker,
I'm out of time, I'm sure.
By your attention, I would like you to close within a minute.
But anyway, it seems to me like, I guess the major one of the major things I have a problem with is departments creating regulations and things that are implemented and don't have to go through the legislative process. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to present myself here today.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Mr. Rigby?
Chairman Beck, Chairman Euling, and members of the board, this is a pleasure to actually appear before the board again. I miss this group. It was a great association. Because I only have 3 minutes, I better jump right into this. I'm Jerry Rigby from Rigby Anderson Rigby, attorneys in Rexburg, representing several water irrigation districts and canal companies from the Blackfoot area to Idaho Falls irrigation districts and irrigation districts and canal companies, several up north. And although I asked several of them to be here in support of that, this is kind of a bad time of the year, so they basically said that's what I'm paid for, I might as well be here and represent them. So I guess small in number, but large in those I represent, the comments I'll be making, so I want that for the record. I'm preaching to the choir when I tell you that this plan has been a very intensive, long, arduous process, but it's a good plan. And I want to give a shout out especially to the committee that worked on this and the chairman, and as well as previous chairman, Mr. Gary Chamberlain, and those that worked on the plan. It's been a phenomenal amount of hours and staff and everyone else. I'm so appreciative of it. But you've got a good product. You've got a very good product. And what I want to address today, because of my limited time, is just Section D, because it's extremely important. And I've seen it and worked with it and had to deal with it on a personal basis representing those very clients that I'm talking about. And that is that, first of all, let me just say for the record, and again, I know I'm preaching to the choir, this plan is not a plan that is just shelved. That in fact, the plan that we passed in 1996 has been used before the court and upheld by the court as though it's almost a legal document, an order, or a decree of such. And therefore, this isn't something that is going to just get passed and then put on a shelf. This is an active document. And therefore, the time that you've spent on it to do it is important. For that reason, I'm here to support for Section 4, and especially particular sections I'll hit very quickly. And why is that? Because those have come about through not only using the original plan, and those policies that have been adopted clear back in the original plan through 96, but also through the settlement, litigation, and eventual settlement that Mr. Strong spoke to. And those are extremely important because, just as the gentleman indicated a moment ago, where else do you go to find some of these settlements and some of these agreements and some of these policies? What better place than in the plan itself? That's where it's at, and I just hope and I assume, having not attended all of the hearings, but I assume there's a widespread support for this. If there's not, that's what I'm here for, is to suggest to you that the zero flow at Milner, you all know that I was on a soapbox many times, you pulled me down, how important that was. But it's there now. It's been accomplished. And what better place to have it than where it's at? Don't change it. And that's my sound off here, is that it's the way it should be. And the settlement on the Swan Falls. Swan Falls is alive and well, thanks to the Attorney General's office and others who stood in there and fought for that. And so again, it's worded the way it should be. It's in the correct place. Don't let it be changed. Again, I don't even know that you've had criticism of it. But if you do, I'm here to be the other side of that criticism, which says it's good, it's right, and it accomplishes exactly what was intended by those settlement agreements that have been worked out. We've come such a long way from 96. It just amazes me that we've come this far. I'm in the Western States Water Council, and there are so many states that are so envious of what we've been able to accomplish and what we can do with water transfers. And what we can do with even our rental pool, the Committee of Nine, and other rental pools even downriver. It's an envious position to be in. We need it documented. It is documented. It's where it should be. I support it. That's probably shorter than you've ever heard me talk before, Mr. Beck, Chairman Beck. But if there are any questions, I stand for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Regan.
Thanks.
Mr. Cowan?
I read a quote by Winston Churchill today.
Announce your name and who you represent.
I forgot to do that too again. It's Blair Cower. I'm in the Lemhi Basin, water user of three separate water districts, out of over 30 water districts in that basin, by the way. Winston Churchill said, and I read it today, courage is standing up and saying what you have to say. Courage is also sitting down and listening to what someone else has to say. And I think that is something important throughout history. If we're going to be in the kind of country we have, we need to learn to listen, and we need to learn to say something when it's important. I've had a chance to review the state water plan as it applies to the Clearwater and Salmon Basin, number 6 in the water plan. All I see there is Snake River Agreement 2004, ESA issues. I see Wild and Scenic Rivers Agreement, ESA issues. It talks about local voluntary work to satisfy ESA issues. A lot of work has been done in the past by Clive and a bunch of others in order to create a local water bank. I was on the district board of 74 when we did that. I'm very familiar with what the memorandum of understanding is in that particular basin. You know, we've had the ESA helicopters up and down that river for seems like forever, and we finally got them off our backs with the memorandums. But you know, one thing I do not see in the state water plan is the absolute statement that we have to have a prior appropriation doctrine adhered to, even for future uses of water, and that we must have conjunctive management of the water use now and in the future. I'd like to see those words worded in there. Now, with the lack of water, you absolutely have to have the prior appropriation doctrine implemented. It is not being implemented in the Lemhi Basin. I alluded to that in our meeting in Salmon, and I would like to clarify that again. Now, looking for the future for implementation of 6B by seeking places for storage water is what I mentioned again in the salmon hearing. There are presently nothing said about it. You could put it in 6C if you'd like, but put it in there. We've got places where we can take care of these ESA issues by taking care of storage water, by doing it by storage water. And I seriously believe that that is a future opportunity that we're going to pass up if we're not careful. And I thank you for your time and your service in keeping Idaho's water in Idaho with Idaho ownership. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes those who have mentioned that they would like to testify. Are there any others who would like to, at this point, add their testimonies to this meeting? Mr. Warner, please.
Roger Warner. I'm from Idaho Falls, Idaho. I represent Rocky Mount Environmental and also a group of individuals and companies called Eastern Idaho Water Rights Coalition. Having had the minor amount of time to review it, I just want to echo some shout-outs or some approvals of some of the policies that are set forth, particularly in regards to managed recharge. I like what I'm seeing in the plan. I did see some significant sections and construction of additional storage, also in some significant milestones put in the plan in that regard, and I'm pleased with what I'm seeing there. I had one thought that we might consider, and it relates to an article I saw in the newspaper this morning concerning the effects of storage and what storage has on the environment, and recognizing that everybody doesn't get their way. And what happens when new storage is constructed or otherwise. And I, in thinking and contemplating about this, you might want to contemplate a policy relative to public relations. Certainly there's a significant amount of water. Water's a big deal to Idaho and our economy to the Idaho way of life. But I'm not sure our citizenry. We all know our demographics change. There are a lot less farm families than there used to be, and a lot more of our demographic are becoming more concentrated in urban areas. And I think that there's a lot of our urban populace that don't really grasp the significance of what water does to our economy. And so you might want to contemplate a PR policy to go along with the plan. Thank you.
Again, that completes all those who have requested to testify. Any others in the audience who request time to testify? If not, the record will remain open until September 21st, 2012 for submittal of additional comments. We wish to thank you for coming, and this hearing is adjourned. Thank you.